Dr. Walter Schinkel taught biology at Florida State University for 43 years, and although he's no longer involved in the day-to-day classroom grind, he remains passionate and very active when it comes to the subject that has driven him since the beginning.
I've been doing research on ant biology for 45 years now, and I started being interested in their chemical communication, but as is the nature of any research career, you get interested in a broader set of questions.
Which led Schinkel to what was literally a deeper dive into his favorite subject.
And about 15 years ago, I started getting interested in the architecture of underground nests.
The problem was how to examine the nests, which sometimes extend many feet underground without destroying them. Also, many nests are a complex tangle of interlocking tunnels and chambers. The solution was to make a cast of the nests, pouring a liquid substance into all those intricate negative spaces, waiting until the substance hardened, and then carefully digging it out of the ground. Schinkel spent years trying to find the perfect material to do the casting before narrowing the search down to two metals poured into the nests in their molten state.
If you have a nest of very fine structure, really thin shafts and chambers, then the laws of physics tell you, and it's true, that aluminum will freeze very quickly and you won't be able to fill the nest. So zinc does a better job.
Over the years, Schinkel says he's accumulated quite a collection of ant nest castings.
Well, if you include all kinds of casting material, I've probably made, I'm guessing, at least 200, maybe more, casts. Even metal casts I've probably made well over 100. What you see on display here is about, I didn't count them, but probably about 50.
Some of those castings are more than 6 feet tall, others small enough to fit several in a shoebox, all depending on the species of ant that built them. They're now on display in the Phipps Gallery at the Tallahassee Museum.
And what you see in this exhibit is the enormous range of changes of behavior that have produced this enormous range of architectures. And quite frankly, I think one of the important functions of science is to produce wonder and awe.
Reactions that will be in abundance among those who view Mysteries Below Ground, The Architecture of Ant Nests by FSU Biology Professor Emeritus Dr. Walter Schinkel at the Tallahassee Museum through June 10th. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.